Everyone, to the Calling Vision, where we explore and honor the idea that your vision has selected and is inviting you to bring it into form. When you choose to align and partner with that vision, you can change the world. This is Bibi Harding, your host, and today I have no guest. So I felt like I was being confronted with, well, what do you do when you have no guest? And I've been here at least once before, and I get to make a choice about whether I would do nothing and just skip this week's release, or whether I would do something and post it. So I've chosen to do something. And then, of course, that brings up the second little consideration for me, like, oh my God, what will I say? So I thought that I would share with you something that happened to me yesterday. I was at the gym working on the Alter G treadmill, and I was also listening to a Mind Tracks called The Soul of Money. And there were two things that came out of that. The first one was, gee, I never really thought of money having a soul. And thinking about it that way kind of opened a different door. Probably not unlike so many other people who are listening to this. You know, I grew up with the idea money was available. However, it wasn't something that was flowing and abundant. And I can remember one huge argument that my parents had around money. And apparently, my dad made some comments to my mom about how she was not managing money well. And her response was to show him just how well she managed money. And I can remember she would put cash into the envelope. And in those days, we had bread trucks that ran up and down the road, and we had the cleaners that came to your door, and the milkman that came to your door, and everything else. And so their payment for the services rendered were inside an envelope. And so our job was to give that person an envelope, and then they would take out what they needed for their payment and then put the change back in their envelope. So this went on for at least a month. And then my dad surrendered and realized that mom was doing a pretty good job after all. So, you know, I never, like I said, I never really thought about money having a soul. I've certainly been through all of the things about money's the root of all evil. And then, you know, over the last several years, I've come to, you know, appreciate the fact that, you know, yes, you do need money to navigate this 3D world. And one of the things that I've been learning about money is that when you make intentions for being abundant in your money, that one of the things that you can do is also consider not only the benefit to you, but to other people. And so that's been one of the things that I've been working on. At the same time, I've been thinking about, you know, the soul of money for the last 24 hours, and realizing that it's like an extension of where I come from, which is that there's a consciousness in all things. And so money too has a consciousness. And not only that, Lynn Twist was talking about it having a soul. And it's like, how can I connect at a completely different level between my soul and the soul of money? And that's not something I know the answer to just yet, but it's something that I know I am now open to. And so that's one of the things that I would like to share with you is look at how you might connect with the soul of money. Other thing that I took away from that particular recording was what you appreciate appreciates. And I thought, wow, what a cool way to say that. I certainly have gone through many, many, many trainings and many, many workshops that all talk about, you know, the attitude of gratitude. And I know that I've certainly done my share of opportunities to practice gratitude. You know, I'm sure they're familiar to you as well. You know, things like journal about things that you're grateful for. Think about three things that you're grateful for and express them. Think about the best thing that happened to you all day long when you get ready to go to sleep at night. Make sure that you thank your food for all the people that contributed to it. And not just the people, but, you know, if you are eating an animal based, to thank the animal for its contribution, to thank the vegetables for their contribution, to thank all the people that harvested it, put it on your table, prepared it, and things like that. So it's like really getting into being thankful for all those who participated. Another one was, acknowledge how well things went, the surprises that you had in your life. Certainly meditation was one, doing different guided meditations where you're being thankful. And making sure that you say thank you to people for the services that they provide. So certainly all those things, but to hear a little different nuance, to be that the things that you appreciate. And it was like, And one of the things that I started to ask myself in particular is, okay, so I've gone through the exercises of being grateful. What is it that I'm not grateful for? Or what is it that I could appreciate more so that it can appreciate? And one of the things that came up for me when I was reflecting on it was the fact that appreciating where I am in this moment, good, the bad, the ugly, or whatever, it's like being grateful for what it is that's working in this moment. And that suddenly made a little switch go off. There are a lot of things, to be grateful, like the quote, good things, unquote. But at the same time, when you're in a sticky wicket situation, am I being appreciative and grateful for that situation and what I'm going to be taking away for it? And I find that one of the things that stretches me to is to really work with that energy of the universe is working for you, not against you. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but suddenly when you start taking the things that, in my world, I would say had a negative twist to them and start thinking about, how is the universe working for me? And just today, I had a conversation with a friend of mine where we were talking about how her situation that she was having, where services were not being rendered to the ideal, what was promised in the contract, was like, well, how is the universe working for you, in that situation? And she was easily able to turn around and say, well, I've got these particular gifts out of this situation. And enumerated like three or four of them. And so it's like going back and looking at, a couple of times. I just got finished putting my manuscript into the next level of editing. And I know that there were a couple of situations in my book that I talk about where, I was fired from my job. And what I had to realize is that the universe was removing me from very toxic situations. Now, I sure in the hell didn't recognize that at the time that it was happening. In fact, I internalized it as a sense of failure. But at the same time, if the universe is working for me, it was removing me from a situation that did not serve me. Probably, truthfully, a situation that I never would have let go of because, working would be better than not working. And so the universe turned around and helped me by just plain outright removing me from the situation. So it's like taking a look at, what are all the things that are happening in your life today that if you were to feel were a negative, how could you reframe that into, how is the universe working for me right now? What is it that I'm learning? And, I know for myself, one of the big things is thinking about attachments. And it's like, I have an attachment to, say, looking good. I have an attachment to not looking stupid. I have an attachment to being brilliant and magnificent and all these things, as opposed to being somebody who's scared shitless or, doesn't feel good enough. So it's like looking at what it is that I have attachments to and seeing how the universe is constantly delivering. Ooh, this is good. I remember hearing something just the other day about agents, that the universe provides agents to help you through things. So it's like an agent might be, somebody who comes knocking on the door and says, oh, you don't think you're good enough to yet. Well, take this. And, let you take a look at, how you respond to that. So it's kind of like the universe is out there certainly supporting us in going into the next level, having everything that we really, really desire, it really wants for us to have that. But it's then looking at what are all the things we put in the way to being able to get to that point. So those are the kinds of things that I'm working with right now, is looking at, how can I increase my sense of abundance so that I could create $1 million in my life? Now, that's for me a pretty hefty sum. But I've been noticing that, one of the things that I see more and more and more of is the word millionaire and even the word billionaire. And so I've had a little chuckle to myself about, I can see that this is putting its consciousness or inserting itself into my consciousness. Now let's see if I can expand my energy to encompass and receive that. So looking at, how is the universe working for me is a completely different state of mind than, truthfully, where I've ever been. And just looking at, what are all the little things, the synchronicities, the coincidences, the things that have come out that have been better than I was expecting when I was going through them, the things that, quote, have been taken away, but truthfully were not serving me. And, a lot of times I find that there are situations that I'm not willing to extricate myself from simply because I'm not sure what would happen if I let them go. And so to realize that, the angels, so to speak, this reminds me of like a Carolyn Mace thing saying that, your guardian angel is sitting there scanning through the magazine, hanging out, you're sitting on the couch, and then one day it says, you say, I've had enough of this. I'm going to change my life. And your angel gets up and goes, yes. So let me ask you a question. What would you like to do here? Your job doesn't serve you. Would you like me to take that, make sure it goes away, or would you like to handle that? Your relationship doesn't serve you. Would you like me to make that go away, or would you like to take care of that? So it cracked me up. I remember when I first heard that, like, hey, my guardian angel, but I could actually see that my angel probably would have jumped up and down, going, hallelujah, she's finally got it. So anyway, I leave you with this note to appreciate that which that oh wait, let's back this up, that what you appreciate appreciates. And just see what are the things in your life that you're willing to appreciate just a little bit more, or to accept and look into them as things that the universe is working for you. Have a great day.